Henderson Family.
Now, look, Homer, your personal affairs are your own. Now, leave us out of them entirely.
Yeah, but don't you see, Oliver, Marthy's leaving me after all these years.
Oh, come now, Homer. I don't believe she'll go through with it.
Thing to me is how she stayed this long.
Well, that's no concern of yours, Oliver.
I've been mighty good to that woman, Oliver. And you darn well know it, too.
Oh, yeah. Does she know about Antoinette down at the Gem Cafe?
Oh, that ain't true. Huh. That was a simple friendship, nothing more. Hey, she don't know about that, does she?
What about Antoinette?
Nothing. It's a secret.
Well, now, just a minute. If it's a secret, how do you know it?
Well, I...
Uh-oh! Here we go again, folks!
And now let's visit the Anderson family. Well, this whole thing started when Homer Meister, the next-door neighbor of the Andersons, had a little tiff with his wife, Martha. He figures that Oliver and Mary can help him out of the jam, but Mary wants no part of it. Oliver is built of sterner stuff, and he's going to see that his friend Homer gets this affair all straightened out. If Homer realized what was ahead, he'd handle it himself.
You see, Oliver, it was on account of Marthy's brother, Rockwell. He had to move in and start trouble.
I've had enough of that guy myself. Don't bring him over here again.
Don't you worry. He's packed up and coming right out of town right this minute.
Then you should be happy.
Nope, nope. It seems like all the happiness has gone out of my life.
Huh?
Yep, I'm a broken man, Oliver.
Well, look, think of it this way. They only cost half as much for one to live, and you could take what Martha cost you and invest it in something else.
Nope, nope. I'd always worry where she was and what she was doing.
Well, if you want my advice, I'd call for a showdown.
Huh? How do you mean?
Well, I'd just pretend that I was through. Tell her off and insist that she be off the premises by midnight. Of course, you don't mean it, but she'd see you meant business.
Think I'd dare? Huh?
Well, you could stand near the door, just in case.
She's been talking about a division of community property or something. What does that mean?
That means you don't get anything.
Well, no, I ain't going to stand for that.
Mary's home. Homer's here, honey.
Oh, so I see.
Hi, Mr. Meister. What are you laughing about?
Laughing? I ain't laughing, son. My heart is plumb broke.
Oh, I just saw Martha down to the corner, Homer. Rockwell, your brother-in-law, was with her.
Yeah, yeah, I know. She's taking him out to the edge of town so he can hitchhike home.
Oh, is he leaving?
Yep.
So is Homer.
Oh, where are you going, Homer?
Martha hasn't made up her mind yet.
No, wait a minute, Oliver.
Well, you...
Martha ain't telling me a thing. We're through.
Why,
yes, sir.
Homer Meister, you're not serious.
Oh, never was more serious about anything in my life, Mary.
You mean it's going to be permanent?
No, sir. It's going to be forever.
Well, you see, Mary, a man can stand only so much.
Oliver, I hope you aren't putting things in Homer's head.
Oh. Nope, he ain't, Mary.
Did you tell Mrs. Meister yet?
Junior, find something to do out in the back for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I catch.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm too young. Big ears and stuff.
Yeah, all ears. Go on. Well, now, surely you must have some grounds for leaving, Homer.
Yep, I have. Well, she's jealous. Oh, she's awful jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's bossy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's terrible bossy. And she sticks up for her brother. I sure got a case.
Well, have you tried to sit down and talk it over with Martha?
Have you ever tried to sit down and talk anything with her? All I do is sit there like a big lunkhead and listen. I never get to say what I want her.
Well, it's a problem to be worked out by you and Martha. I don't see where Oliver fits in.
Well, of course, Marthy likes Oliver, and she might back down if we both talk to her.
Uh-uh, not Oliver.
Well, I don't see anything wrong in it, Mary. I'm Homer's friend, and I like Martha.
I know, but I can't see an outsider interfering in an argument of that kind.
Why, Oliver ain't no outsider, Mary. Well, gosh, he's like one of the family.
Sure.
Come on over with me, Oliver, will you? She should be back home by now.
Oh, I wouldn't do it, Oliver.
Oh, that's silly. I'll kid around with Martha and she'll be laughing in no time.
Oh, I sure hate to see her go, Oliver. Yeah, she's been a lot of company.
Oh, well, she hasn't gone yet.
Oh, well, there's so many cute little things she used to do. Like fixing the roof and splitting the wood and carrying out the trash. Oh, me. I'm going to miss all them little cute things.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'll get a lump in my throat every time I see her welding helmet and her Levi's in our clothes closet.
Oh, well, you can bury them. There may not be another job for her in that line.
Well, no, I'll keep them around. That welding helmet will remind me of many happy, prosperous days.
All right. Now, you just keep still and leave everything to me. Just go in front of me.
Yeah. Now, wait. I ain't going in first. This was your idea.
Oh, well, I'm not afraid. Just step aside in case I have to make those steps quick.
Yeah.
Homer? Yeah. Here we go, right into the lion's den.
Yep. Hey, maybe a trap.
No. Let's try the door. Martha, it's Oliver. May I come in?
Maybe we'll find a body.
Come on in.
Marthy, angel breath.
Funny. Maybe she beat you to it. Let's look and see if she took her clothes. Did she have two dresses, Homer?
Yep, yeah. Yellow striped one and a purple one with yellow flowers.
Good. Yeah. She hasn't eloped. They're still here.
Oliver, I just know that woman's just a grieving for me. And when a woman grieves for a man, well, she's apt to do anything.
Maybe she went back to Nebraska with her brother. I remember she said that when the threshing season's on, there's too many men there for the women.
Oh, I don't believe it. Marthy's a good woman. Maybe I drove her to something desperate. Maybe she... Oh, no, I can't see her doing that.
Wait a minute. What's this? Note.
For me?
It isn't for me. Here. Read it.
I just can't read through my tears, Oliver. What does it say?
Miller. It says Homer.
Huh? Just plain Homer.
That's right.
Not even dear Homer?
Quiet. It says, I'm going out and do what I've been threatening to do for years. You or nobody can stop me. Martha.
Oh, Oliver, what am I going to do?
Sounds bad. What has she been threatening to do for years?
Well, lots of times she just kidded around and said she was going to do away with herself. And I remember I used to laugh, and then she'd laugh.
Well, it looks so you can quit laughing.
She was a good woman, Oliver.
Look, quit talking in the past tense. Now, maybe it's not too late to stop her.
I'll spend anything, Oliver, to find her. I'll start looking around the railroad yards and you look along the highways down the gullies.
I haven't lost anything, and if you have money to spend, call the cops. They can ride around in a squad car and look.
Oh, and just last night, she was so good. You know what she did? Let me come to the table and eat with her and her brother Rockwell.
Now, look, you're not going to get anywhere reminiscing. This calls for action. Let's see what Mary thinks.
Now, just a minute, Oliver. I asked you not to get involved in Homer's family trouble.
I'm not, Mary, but look at the poor guy. He's fit to be tied.
That's all right. Maybe he'll learn how to treat her when she comes back.
Oh, but she ain't coming back, Mary.
Oh, I think she will.
She left both her dresses, Mary.
Well, then she'll be back.
Well, I wish I could believe you, but this note doesn't say that.
Note? What note?
Show Mary the note, Homer.
It's somewhere here in my wallet. Oh, my boy.
That wallet.
Here it is. It's her handwriting, Mary.
Let's see. I'm going to do what I've been threatening to do for years, and you or nobody can stop me. Martha.
You see, Mary, she's done it.
Any insurance, Homer?
Insurance? Yeah. I plumb forgot about that. Let me see. I had $600 on her, $800 on the house, $300 on the...
Wait a minute. You can't collect on all of them.
Well, Homer, I don't know what to do or say. I think I'd go right to the police.
But Mary, don't you see? He can't.
Who can?
Well, I don't understand. Why can't he?
No, me
Suppose
neither.
He takes this note to the police. The woman's gone. They look for a motive. Homer has insurance on it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Oliver.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it is, huh? Okay, then, Homer, go to the police. Remember, I think you're innocent, but they're different.
You think they'll believe I had something to do with it? You mean the police will come to me and...
Run, Homer!
Oh, Oliver!
Hi, Pop.
It's Junior.
Oh, look, Oliver. Oh, don't ever scare me like that, yeah? I'm a much older man than you be.
Look, young man, don't ever slam doors like that again.
Oh, I guess the wind caught us. How are you, Mr. Meister?
I'm still a broke man, sonny. My heart's as heavy as mud.
I just tried to collect for the paper at your house, but no one answered.
Junior, something's happened. Don't mention Martha to Homer.
Why, Mom?
Never mind why. There's been a change over there now, so forget it.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Meister.
Oh, that's all right, Junior. You didn't mean no harm. My sorrow just don't show, is all.
Gee, I'm sorry. And, Pop, why have the Briggs got all their shades pulled down across the street?
Huh?
And when I collected, they only opened the door a crack. Wouldn't let me see in.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, dear. Now, run on.
Okay, Mom. I hope they find Mrs. Meister.
Oh, I'm sure they will, dear.
Now, right there is a clue, Homer.
You think Junior done it?
No, don't be ridiculous. Why would Briggs have their shades pulled down this early, and why did they only open the door a crack?
Say, you think Marthy went over there and they're hiding her, huh?
Oh, I don't think so.
You can't tell. That Briggs used to be a knife sharpener.
Oliver, such a statement.
Things have been solved on smaller clues than that, Mary.
Oh, why, that banty-legged dry gaucher, if he so much as laid one blade on Marthy...
Homer, now you straighten up.
Now, Mary, I didn't say Briggs did anything to her.
Oh, but you gave me a good lead, Oliver. Briggs always had a sort of a sneaky look in his eye. And I know he didn't like Marthy.
Well, who did?
Nobody. Now, wait a minute, Oliver.
Oh, I think the whole thing's ridiculous. Martha's all right and will be back home tonight.
Nope, from that note. And my feeling, she's done something awful.
Well, Oliver's not going to be mixed up in it. You know how these things always turn out, Oliver.
Well, I only offered my help is all. After all, Homer's worried.
Gosh, Mary, in my hour of trouble, Oliver's been a big help.
Well, sure, and after they find her and everything's over...
Oliver, you stop talking like that.
And if they start asking questions of Homer, I can vouch for him.
Asking questions? Huh? Who?
You know, just routine stuff. Have you ever had any arguments with her? When did you see her last? And why?
Well, I washed my hands of this whole deal. I never heard of such foolishness in my life.
Oh, Mary's upset, Homer.
Yeah? I wonder why.
Me too. She hasn't lost a wife.
You know, Oliver, I think I'll hide me out.
That's the worst thing you could do. I just go on about my business. It's less suspicious.
Tis, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I ain't done nothing.
And then, on the other hand, you probably need a witness or two.
I'm hightailing it out of town.
You'll do no such a thing. Junior gave me an idea. Now, maybe Martha's hiding out at the Briggs'. Why don't you go over there and insist on searching the house? At least it'll give you an alibi.
Yeah, do you think I ought to?
Well, it's up to you. It's kind of funny to me, the way they're acting.
Okay, I'll do it.
Now, don't be wishy-washy with them. Now, this is important.
Yep, right as can be. Come on.
Come on? Why should I go, too?
Well, it's your idea. And anyhow, I need moral support in my hour of need.
Well, okay. But I won't say a word. Not one word. There's no need of both of us going to jail.
And now back to the Anderson family. Well, Oliver has managed to get himself mixed up in the family troubles of Homer Meister, their next-door neighbor. It seems that Homer's wife left a note for Homer and disappeared. After talking the thing over, Homer has decided to go across the street to the home of the Briggs and see if Martha's hiding out there. Oliver is merely along for moral support and has promised Homer not to say one word. Not one word.
I remember... staying right out of this whole thing.
I'm capable of handling this.
Yes, what is it, Meister?
Can I step in a minute?
I don't know why I get into these things, but come on in.
Oh, hi, Freeburn.
I'm feeling very well, thank you. But evidently you're not here to inquire as to my health. Come, let's have it, Homer.
Well, first off, Marthy's disappeared.
Probably trying to have a minute to herself.
She ain't no such thing. You ain't seen her, have you?
Me?
She ain't here, is she?
I hope not. I have one wife, and she takes most of my time.
Oh, come, you got the shades drawn down.
I fail to see where that's any concern of yours, Homer.
Well, tis. Everybody's under suspicion until Marthy is found.
Don't come now. This is ridiculous.
What's going on,
Jeffrey, Baron.
Nothing, Millicent, dear. Homer thought Martha was over here.
Ugh, heaven forbid.
Now, look here, Mrs. Briggs. Martha is a good woman. Best I ever seen. And my heart's broke.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Briggs or myself can't do anything to help you. What are you doing over here, Anderson? Did Mary finally get wise to you, too?
Now, wait a minute, Millie.
That was uncalled for, Millicent. Yeah. Darling, I shall have to speak to you when these persons go.
I just wanted to know if Martha was hiding over here, that's all. I don't want no trouble, no argument, nor any hard feelings.
Would you like to look under our bed, in the cellar, or anywhere else where she'd feel at home?
Well, no. Maybe she ain't here.
Reason would she have for being here?
Now, Millicent, dear, let's have it quiet.
Don't quiet me, Free Baron. Don't try to give the impression that you dominate the household.
My dear, don't make me speak forcefully to you in front of neighbors.
We better go, Homer.
Yes. Sorry I bothered you.
Don't bother at all, Homer.
Well, it's a bother to me. You think I want people to even dream that Martha would be in my home?
Now, Millicent, dear, Martha's a good woman.
Well, if she's a good woman, suppose you go out and join the scouting party.
No, Millicent. No.
We'll say who's right and who's wrong, Dave.
Take your hands off me.
Oh, no.
Millicent.
I'll show
release.
You exactly what I've been
release
doing
me this
here.
Moment.
Well, good for you, Bridget. You really told her.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
Oh, gosh. I hope Martha's being gone in court to no trouble, Free Baron.
No, quite the contrary. I've been meaning to speak up to Millicent for weeks.
Is that you, Oliver?
Yeah, Free Baron Briggs is with me.
I'll be right in, dear.
Sit down, Briggs.
Maybe I shouldn't. Every time I lose my temper with Billy, after you just tore it. Should I go home and apologize?
Lose everything you've gained?
Maybe you're right, Oliver. You always seem to be right.
Well, sure.
Any news for Martha, Oliver?
Nope. And if this keeps up, we won't have a friend in the neighborhood.
Millicent is very upset.
Oh, that's a shame. Something you did, Oliver?
No.
I brought this on myself. I just have to pay for being impetuous, I guess.
But Martha, what about her? Has no one heard a word from her? And where's Homer?
Oh, he's walking around in a trance. I feel sorry for him. He's all broken up, the poor guy.
Oh.
He's probably sitting on a curb somewhere trying to hide his tears.
Oh, I don't see where that's going to help any. Why don't you call the police?
What for? I don't want her.
And likewise, Mrs. Anderson, I feel that Homer brought this on himself. He's always looking sideways every time he passes a lady on the street.
Well, is that unusual?
Well, he's not looking sideways now. That guy is really worried. And the guy goes off by himself.
You know, Antoinette, in my early youth, I was known to be quite domineering. Yep.
Well, how can you go and enjoy yourself when you know your wife is missing?
Missing? Hey, how did you know?
Mr. Trapman, the plumber, told me just before you came in.
Oh, he did, eh? Hey, if I had that chap in here, I'd twist him around my little finger, spying on me.
He's right over there in that booth.
Huh? He is?
And I don't like him either. Here he comes.
I ain't going to wait.
Hi, Homer. Ah, you find the old lady yet?
What's it to you?
Nothing. In fact, it's been quiet since she screamed. And you too, babe, scram.
Oh, but of course.
Now, look here, Meister. A dame don't just leave a note and disappear unless she's had some help. Now, what did you do with the body?
The body?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Chapman. There ain't no body.
Then where is she?
Oh, so help me. I don't know, Chapman. I'm grieving my heart out.
Yeah, it looks like it. Sitting around trying to date up somebody.
Nope, I ain't. I just figured I'd ask one woman where another would be apt to go if she left.
Well, it don't make sense. Now, look, come on with me. I'll walk as far as your house with you. You sit in your house till you hear some word from her or the police.
You ain't going to mention the cafe to nobody.
Well, not if you get home and act like a human being. Come on.
By gosh, I'll do it. I'll get Oliver to sit with me.
Why, Martha.
Why, yes. What's wrong?
Are you all right, Martha? Come in.
Am I all right? Why, I guess so. You mean the new clothes.
Why, Martha, so you have a whole new outfit.
Oh, yes, Mary, that I have. I just got tired of looking dowdy. And I knew the only way I'd get them was to just up and buy them.
Oh, but Homer's about frantic. He found your note.
What's funny about that? I've been threatening for 3 years now to get myself some new clothes, and I've done it. Mary... How do you like the hat?
Right. Lovely, Martha, but
I... And these shoes. Found them on the bargain counter, marked down from $6.50 to $1.87.
Wow.
little tight, but just couldn't pass them up.
So, what about Homer?
Well, he's got enough sweaters and stuff.
Well, I don't mean that. He's sitting over home just eating his heart out, poor fellow. He didn't understand the note.
You mean he's actually worried about me?
Why, he's been frantic. Oliver's over with him. He's sitting there just counting the minutes.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say, Mary. Maybe you done wrong. Maybe you should take this stuff back.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be that sorry, Martha, but it would be nice if you let him know you appreciate his worrying about you.
Oh, Mary, I shouldn't have done it. I didn't know he cared.
Oh, come now, Martha. Just go over home and throw your arms around his neck and have a good cry.
Oh.
You'll feel so much happier.
Well, gosh, Mary, I ain't much on showing my feelings.
But he's your husband, Martha, and he loves you.
You really think he does, Mary?
Oh, I know he does.
Then I'll do it. I'll just smother him with kindness.
That's the spirit, and I know he'll just love it.
But no matter what happens, I ain't taking these clothes back.
You know, Oliver, if Martha'd only come home, I'd give up Antoinette in a minute.
Give her up? You can't give up something you haven't got.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that, Oliver.
Well,
I've just been kind of playing her along. Like a cat and a mouse. It's the playboy in me.
If I were you and Martha did come back, I'd straighten up and go to work. Look how she's helped you save money.
Yep, but there's something else in life besides money.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why don't you just let Martha know you're boss?
Yeah.
Be a kind one. Be firm.
Yeah.
If you ever see her again, put your arms around her neck. Both of them.
Both arms?
Yeah.
And leave myself undefended? Oh, no, not me.
Surprise her. Give her a kiss. Tell her how much you love her. She knows you're kidding, but she'll love it.
Yeah, that's something I ain't done yet.
Well, then it's time you started. No arguments anymore. Just kindness and gentleness around the house.
You know, Oliver, something tells me you're right.
Well, I am.
By gum, I'll never raise my voice to her again.
I see.
Oh, me. If she'd only come back to
me. She will, I'm afraid.
Yeah, the little things she used to do. Emptying the trash, yeah. Bringing in the wood.
Mm.
Oh, Oliver, she endeared herself to me in so many little ways.
Oh, come on. Come on, Homer. Yeah. Don't break down now.
Well, I just can't help it. Poor old Marthy. Yeah, been like one of the family for years.
Huh?
Oliver, the door. Maybe Marthy.
Or the cops. I'll go. You hide. Mary, where did you find
her? Homer, where is my beautiful little lamb?
Come on out, Homer, it's Martha.
Oh, Homer, dear. Oh, my own little Homer. How could I have done this to you?
Oh, my own little Martha.
Oh, don't you have anything else to say to me?
Nope. Just let me look at you. Oh, I thought sure you'd gone, Martha.
Oh.
I was all broke up.
Well, it won't happen again, Dumpy. Never a cross word.
Oh, that's very sweet, Martha.
And never again will I raise my voice, baby. Oh, I'm sure glad you're back.
Well, I guess that's settled. Shall we go?
Yes, I think we might as well, dear.
Gee, Mrs. Meister looks swell, doesn't she, Mom?
Well,
little darling. Now, you're the first one that's told me you like my new clothes.
New clothes?
Why, yes, Homer, dear. I left you a note. And you do know I've been threatening to buy these clothes for 3 years or more, and I just decided I'd better do
so
something.
Oh, so that's it.
Why, sure.
Would you, Mary and Junior, step outside a minute, Oliver?
Why, yes, of course.
Well, it's been right nice of you, a little bit of help, but your plan ain't going to work.
Well, good night, good night,
good night,
Oliver.
Good night.
Take off them duds, wrap them up, and take them back.
Now, look here, Weasel. If them duds go, I go. And at that, it ain't such a bad easy.
Oh,
come on, Oliver.
That's
no affair of ours.
I told him to be kind to her.
Why did you tell me to say those clothes look nice on her, Mom?
Because it's the kind thing to do, Junior.
Oh, well, she's back anyway now. Come on, let's go home.
You know, wouldn't be a bad idea for a lot of women to leave a note like that. Certainly wakes the man of the house.
Why? What have I done wrong now?
Nothing. Just lets her see a lesson to you.
Yeah, but they're different. You just got a new hat and gloves last week.
So I did, darling. This week, I got my new shoes.
Well, you see,
mm-hmm.
You spent $25 and I didn't care.
That's fine, because next week I have to buy something that goes with the shoes, hat, and gloves.
You mean you've forgotten something?
Yes, dear. A coat and dress.
Oh, no, not next week again.
But, Oliver, you said it would be all right.
I said no such
yes,
thing,
did.
Mary.
You
now you...
just the other day.
Uh-oh, here we go again,
Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, Walter Tetley as Junior, and Herbert Rawlinson as Homer. Others in the cast were Jacqueline DeWitt, George Peroni, Doug Young, and Jenny Johnson. Music was by Gordon Kibbe, sound effects by Ray Erlenborn, and your announcer is Ken Peters. The Anderson Family is a Hollywood Broadcasters production, transcribed from Hollywood.